to tell anyone to go fuck themselves. Go fuck.
Fuck him. I mean, honestly, I didn't know at the time that he'd been telling boys from my work that I was in there snorting fucking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was having a piss standing up with my cock in my hand. You cannot snort fuck all off your own dick, you know what I mean? Alright, oh, I'll just chop it off and put it on my bell end, do you know what I mean? It doesn't work. I mean, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
I've
got a funnier story than that, by the way, about a man fucking having a pee or pretending that I thought he was having a pee. Anyway.
Well, would you be pretending that you're having a pee?
Well, I wasn't. I followed the guy in. Right? My birthday, the 25th of October last year, my pal Stotty's birthday. Oh, I was 34, so I was kind of, I'm not really giving a fuck. But he's 30, so, hey, go on yourself, Stotty. I've got a fucking bag full of swedgers, like, eckies. So anyway, 50 pence each. I was like, yeah, get some of these, didn't you? Anyway, it's like, fucking check this cunt out. I mean, honestly, this guy's like, he's walked up to the DJ, shaking the decks and that. People are like, oh, McCulloch, fuck off. Go away.
Oh, we gotta take them off.
Get yourself away, right? So anyway, I've followed him in the toilet, right? He's walked in, he's... Boosh! It was his 30th.
I fucking knew it was you, Tam.
The same birthday as me. Yeah, this is the guy, it was his birthday, right? Yeah. But honestly, the guy's fucking booted the toilet door open. Right, and he's still like that. He forgot to take his pocket. He's just started pissing himself out.
You guys coming in as well?
Hold on to him.
Thank you. Cheers, nice meeting you.
I am.